habe ich jetzt.
I'll speak about Iran a little bit. Okay, so this is the Shiva, this is Altara. Like I spoke before, this is what basically produced the site of the next Avnei Torah. I wanted to add a few more pieces about Baranovich. There was the center of Slonim was in Baranovich, and at the Zias, the Rebbe of Avraham Lerpozovsky, Beis Avram, was the Rebbe, and then the young Rebbe was killed in the war of Shlomo David. They had a yeshiva of their own. It was called Taras Chesed, if I'm not mistaken. And it's interesting, Rabbi Chanan had no shaykhs to Chassidus Betzim. He would occasionally go there for Shal Shudis, and people knew not to disturb him. He wanted to be, you know, sort of absorb some of it without being disturbed. He had extremely good relationships with Rabbi Moshe Midna, who was the gadol over there, and they were both extremely close, learning and other inyanim. They were both very good people. And it was fascinating that the yachas between them and Rebbe Chanan was the way it was right for Gdol Yisrael to be. Rebbe Chanan, I spoke with somebody who learned in Baranovich and in Demir, in Kamenitz also, in three. He said that Smada was extraordinary in all places. But he said in Baranovich, he said, you learned with desperation. And he said, you know, the Derech HaLimud that we have today as a given in yeshivas, the lomdus and this and that, that today we take as a given, in those days it was a chiddush. And your first taste and understanding of it was here. And Rebbe Chanan and the boys had sort of, it was a make it or break it. And he told me, he said, the hasmada was fantastic everywhere, but the emotional hasmada, the emotional drive, was unbelievable here. It's important to mention there were other anoshim gedolim admoed over here in the yeshiva. We spoke about Rishlo Yaakov Lubchansky, was the mashkiach. He himself did not have any children, but he was like a father to every bacha. He was extraordinary. He was an anov, but he was totally. He was an Adam God Admoid. Rabbi Chanan's Harach of him was tremendous. There was the Tzemach David. Rabbi David Rappaport was a Maggid Shir of Shiva. He was an incredible Goyim. He's noted, first of all, he said a lot of Torah under Kivega, and he also wrote two or three Krochim on Kochim and Zeroyim that are really the sadistic attire of Kachem Israel. They're not, it's not Harifas, it's like the equivalent of Kovit Shurim in the Yeshiva Shireid. If you want to know the Aleph Beis in Kachem and some Zroim, that Sefer is it. There's a Lev Gavya was the, Lev Gavya was the, was one of the Ramim here, very Chashev. So Rebbe Chanan assembled the staff. That was an incredible, he himself would leave every elbow and go to Chavetz Chaim to recharge his batteries. And when Chavetz Chaim was nifta, he went to Reb Daniel Mavshavitz in Keln to recharge his batteries. All elbow he'd be gone. And the year that he was gone, he was also gone. But the yeshiva kept because he had the structure and seder in place for keeping it that way. So it's you know, when you look back more, when I was growing up, everybody we look back in hindsight, 20 years he had a yeshiva, that was it. And yet that 20 years became the foundation for everything we have today. It's incredible to think about it. Just in this place learned everybody who taught anybody in my generation. This was the place where everybody started from, basically. I don't know anyone didn't learn about Rebbe Chanan at least 2 years. So this is it.
Some names specifically. I know Shmuel Bimram once said.
Reb Nochum was, I think, like 11, 12. He was a young kid. He was an unbelievable Eli. He learned as a young boy, but this way he learned. Every single Rebbe that I had, wherever they came from, they learned Reb Chanan first. Some of them stayed the full time. Rebbe Kreizes. Reb Chanan, that was, he learned the Mir. He's a Mir, but Reb Chanan was the side of it. I can't think of somebody, Reb Nochum, All the Rebbeim, the Shulberim, they all started in over here. I mean, very few people started some Ashkenazic a little bit, but this was the foundation place for everything. This I was having to hear about from Rabbi Yaakov. He didn't have children, and he didn't leave over. He once told somebody, he yelled at Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum for being late for Shachris. He had gotten up 3 hours after he went to sleep to come for Shachris. And he yelled at him. Then he told somebody, what a terrible parnasa, what a finsa parnasa being mashkiach is, that I have to yell at a bacha like Rabbi Shmuel. You know, he said, I have to yell at him, but I know who I'm yelling at, I know why I'm yelling at him, but he said, that's part of my job. He was,
Mikdash David had a bad stutter?
Yes, he stuttered, Mikdash David stuttered. He also would walk back and forth, and he got lost in thought. My father remembered him from Kovna. He would twirl a stick, and he could walk across the street with cars coming, or who knows what, and he was out, he was oblivious. He was would sit and think, he would walk back and forth, thinking and learning all the time. It was,
how do you give shiur with the stutter?
I guess if the Bacha wanted to listen. I don't think he said a regular shiur. I think he said a weekly shiur or something. But it was a very out there.
Is this the longest you ever spend in a gym in your life?
I'm spending it in Baranovich, not in the gym. That's the difference. That's why I'm saying.
I don't recall you ever stepped in
there. Well, it's a big deal. I know. Okay. They asked him what his shaykhus was, why he went there, and he said over in Aftera, said Hashemayim kisi v'artzayim raglai, and it says that I'm the one I care for is the honor of an chared al Hashem, something like that. He said that's Reb Daniel.
It's actually funny. My grandfather was learning in.
Watch, just be careful.
Everyone should skip.
Be careful.
Really, a few we did over here.
He was learning in Mir and Kamenitz. We went in the summer to visit his brother-in-law.